internet users may be annoyed, amused, or simply resigned to the number of new technical words that keep popping up in cyberspace, only to become so useful and familiar, it's hard to imagine everyday American speech without them. But Peter Sokolowski, a dictionary editor at the Merriam-Webster Company, reminds us that even as recently as the mid-1990s, almost none of those technical computer and internet terms existed.
And today, in just 10 or 11 years, there are hundreds of them, and they come at us from print sources when they're talking about the internet, and then, of course, they come from the internet itself.
Many of the first common computer-related terms had to do with word processing and borrowed their terminology from the world of the traditional office.
Words like folders, desktop, clipboard, a bookmark, and homepage, those are words that are very comfortable to all of us. Homepage was never a word before the internet, but of course home and page separately were very common. But now it means that the first web page that you look at when you open up your computer.
One comfortable, even cozy word that has acquired a new technical meaning is cookie,
which in internet terms means the piece of information that remains behind once you've visited a website. That word is obviously better known to most English speakers as being a little biscuit or something sweet to eat.
Mr. Sokolowski says that some new terms combine the old and the new. Take, for example, the word Wi-Fi, spelled WIFI.
And it sort of combines two separate words. One is wireless, technology that allows for wireless computing, for example, within your house and go upstairs with your laptop and you would never have to plug it in. And the second part, FI, comes from hi-fi, which is the old high-fidelity system of stereo components that were used from the 1950s forward. But, of course, in this digital age, we don't say high fidelity anymore, so this word is sort of a throwback and a combination at the same time.
Even a single letter can transform the meaning of the word it precedes. The vowel E, for example, which stands for electronic, changes mail into email, and e-commerce becomes the multi-billion-dollar phenomenon of internet trade. Still, Mr. Sokolowski's favorite categories of internet terms are new combinations of old words that mean completely new things.
So you have a word like blog, which came from web log. That is to say, a log is like a diary, something where you record the events of your day or your thoughts, and in this case, on the web. Another word like that is .com. We have derived it from the internet address of so many businesses to describe the period and then the com, which means commercial, for the internet address.
Whether a word arises from the internet or some other sphere of activity, the folks at Merriam-Webster always use the same criterion to determine when it has actually entered the language or can be dismissed as mere jargon or slang known and used only to insiders.
And that is, if the word is used without an explanation or any kind of definition in running prose, in major print sources, and that means in terms of American English, the major newspapers such as the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal, or major magazines such as Newsweek and Time magazine. When a word such as blog appears in those magazines and newspapers, we know that the editors of those journals expect the readers to already know what the word means. So that's when the word is ready to go into the dictionary.
Mr. Sokolowski is confident that next year's dictionary will include the word Google,
because it's a word that has entered the language very, very quickly and is being used as a verb, even though it's the name of a company. And people often say, I'd like to Google some information, or I'll Google you to get information. And that means using the search engine like Google to get information very quickly off the internet. And I can see that becoming part of the dictionary in about a year's time, because it's already part of the language.
And it's part of some non-English languages as well, it seems. Even though the internet is international, many new terms begin in English and are then absorbed into foreign languages. So while the French, for example, have their own word for email, Mr. Sokolowski says that his research indicates that French internet users employ the original English term most of the time, and other languages often take English internet terms and write them in their own alphabets. For Wordmaster, this is Adam Phillips reporting from New York.